You're listening to the Running Around Charlotte podcast, presented by the Novant Health Charlotte Marathon. One day, five events, with a race day distance for every goal and pace. Find out more or register at runcharlotte.com. The Running Around Charlotte podcast is brought to you by our partners at Novant Health Orthopedics. Runners like you are always on the move. Twisted ankles and broken bones can't wait, and neither should you. Novant Health offers walk-in appointments and same-day care at select orthopedic clinics to help you get back on pace. Visit novanthealth.org/ortho now to learn more. Now, here are your hosts for the Running Around Charlotte podcast, Tim Rhodes and DC Lucchese. Hey, it's DC Lucchese here at the Running Around Charlotte podcast, and in for the vacationing Tim Rhodes is our good friend, Lindsay McGee. Lindsay, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Right on. Well, hey, Lindsay, one of the things that I know we both love about running around Charlotte is how clean this city is, right?
Absolutely.
Right? Bring someone in from out of town and they're probably going to say, wow, it sure is clean around here. And that, of course, they're going to say, man, a lot of people run around here too.
So many.
Right, all the time, man. And with more than 100 people moving here every day, that means there's a little bit more trash and it starts to add up. But runners being runners, and you know how we do, we're going to try to figure out a way that we can fix it and, of course, get a couple of miles in there edgewise. Rebecca Enruth is our guest here on the Running Around Charlotte podcast. She's here to tell us about a little good, clean fun we're going to have later this month. All right, Rebecca, thanks for joining us on the Running Around Charlotte podcast this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Yourself?
Oh, so far, so good, you know. Lindsay and I are just in here coffeeing up, you know, trying to get ready for an exciting morning here in the booth. And like I said, before we got going here, you said you're saving yourself for some coffee and some bigger breakfast later on. So appreciate you taking the time. So you're on the board now with Charlotte Running Club. You and I talked a couple of months ago about something really cool that we wanted to do, and you had already had it in planned. I had been thinking about it too, and it was so exciting that we got some momentum around this thing. We got a little plogging event coming up in April, right?
Yes, that's correct. The 21st of April at 11 a.m. in Cordelia Park, and it's in cooperation with the Novant Charlotte Marathon.
Yes, it is. So for those of us who don't know, for both of our listeners, can you tell us what plogging is?
Yeah, plogging, as a coincidence, this is Charlotte Running Club's inaugural plogging event. And I've been in Charlotte for 2 years, and I'm originally Swedish, which is interesting because plogging originated in Sweden. So the word means, it's Swedish for plock upp, which is pick up, and then a combination with the word jogging. So it means that you run and you pick up litter at the same time. So it's very popular in Europe. And I've been at many events, and it's a, you know, really has a strong foundation in giving back to the community. So I think in many runners, you know, I think our ethos should be that, you know, we should never leave any traces when we're out to run, and we benefit from having a lovely environment when we are running. So this is our way to give back. And for this event, we have teamed up with Keep Charlotte Beautiful, which actually has a formal kind of litter picking schedule. So there is everything that you can adopt the street, and you have to do that three times per year if you adopt a section of the street, or you can help to pick up in targeted areas of Charlotte. And some of the streets where we will be doing the litter picking is close or on the targeted areas of Keep Charlotte Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's right there along the Cordelia Park too, which, as we discussed earlier, yeah, is part of the Novant Health Charlotte Marathon this year, which thanks for clearing that up. Lindsay and I were talking about it before we got on here. Josh was convinced that it was a pastry, but we were trying to tell him otherwise. But there you go. So anyways, I'm glad that landed. anyways, so tell us about that. I got to know personally, how did you end up from Sweden? How did you end up in Charlotte?
So I came here for a work visa. With my work. So I actually, I was 22 years in London in the UK before I came to Charlotte. And then I worked for a company headquartered in California. None of the in the local office wanted to go to Charlotte. So I was the privileged one who was selected to come here. So I'm, 2 years into an initial 3-year stay, which I hope to extend, and I'm loving it. And Charlotte Running Club has been a big part of that. And last year I had the privilege as well to be running my first Charlotte Marathon, and I enjoy that. I tried to convince some friends from London to join me, but they looked at the course and saw that it was quite hilly, so they didn't think they could secure a PR. But I had a great time to in Charlotte, participating in the marathon myself. And it also runs around a course that I know quite well, because one of the running clubs I'm a member of do the second part of the course every Saturday.
Oh, nice. Is that the running club that you and Lindsay are part of?
It's Urban Runners, which is a great running club. And it also does like a tour around Charlotte. So it's good also if you're new to Charlotte, because you get this scenic view of Charlotte, just as you do during the Charlotte Marathon. Lindsay, I've come across her both with the dogs. We were both dog owners. And then also at Flying Biscuit Run Club, which is another run club that is dear to my heart.
Oh, yeah. Urban is a little fast for me. But I keep telling Clifton that I'm going to join eventually at some point in time. So maybe as we get closer to Novant Health, Charlotte Marathon, I'll be joining that group. But yes, I know Rebecca's dog Sushi very well. So, and I feel like I see her every Sunday at Flying Biscuit, which is such a great time.
That is awesome. That is. Now, did you get your dog when you moved here, or did you move Sushi from London to Charlotte? Just curiously.
No, she's an American dog, so she came into my life when I was here, and that has been a very good decision.
Yeah. As we discussed before, cat people don't get it, because dogs have a pretty special thing going on. But that's neither here nor there. We're talking about plogging, and we're talking about the Charlotte Running Club. And when you brought this up to the running club, what did they say? Clearly, they got to yes, but. Did they ask you what the heck is that, or did they say, yeah, man, let's do this?
Yeah. No, so we're looking for events. Most of the Charlotte Running Club's events are targeted for runners, but we also like events where you can include your family and your dog, and it's a mix between a social and a running event. And plogging is a good event like that, that you can each plogger is normally responsible for about a mile, and that's how much you can lick the pick in about an hour. So this is a combination, and this is the inaugural event. As I said, we have called it the Great Cleanup 2024.
Oh, wow.
Because we hope that this will be an annual event that we will keep doing. And if we have a good turnout, the ambition is to adopt a street in Charlotte as well. When you adopt the section, you have to commit that you will litter pick 3 times a year. So this is we are testing the area to see what the interest is, but we hope that this will be a good turnout. So, and I will recommend all of your listeners to show up on the 21st of April at 11 o'clock. And we have ambitiously ordered 75 equipment sets from Keep Charlotte Beautiful. So that is at least what we are targeting. when it comes to attendees.
I love that. I love the way you say litter pick, by the way. So I'm just
okay.
No, I'm not. I mean that seriously. I like the way you say that. It sounds very fancy when you say it. So it sounds I need to be a part of that. So what I'm hearing is, I don't need to bring anything except for myself, right?
No,
just and friends.
Friends. Yeah, need course. To bring friends. Bring friends, but other than friends, you got me covered, right?
Yeah, we get you covered, and we will also serve some very light refreshments afterwards, and offer water as a reward. But also the biggest reward will be that you return hopefully back to Cornelia Park with a big bag of litter that you have collected and helped to make the running environment even nicer.
Exactly, and. You do not have to take this trash home with you or anything like that. Keep Charlotte Beautiful is providing us with the bags and the gloves and the things like that to get this stuff done. So again, as Lindsay said so smartly, bring a friend, of course, or friends to do this thing, because we're going to have the bags, we're going to have the gloves and things like that. And Keep Charlotte Beautiful and or the city of Charlotte will pick up all this trash after it has all been bagged, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. They will help us to dispose of all garbage collected.
And then I get snacks and I get some water and I get to hang out with my friends for an hour and a half and make Charlotte even better.
Yeah.
So I'm in.
Yeah, so we have also targeted the event because the biggest feedback is when we don't do pure running events is that everyone wants to do the run in the morning. So we have targeted the event at 11 a.m. with the view that if anyone want to do their morning run and be sure to get their exercise in, then this could be their cool down or their, or their, you know, pre-social event after the run. So we hope this, you know, makes it possible for even more people to attend.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's a great idea. I didn't even think about that. When I saw that, I was like, 11 o'clock, that seems like a weird time. Now it makes sense. 11 o'clock, and obviously, you know, like you said, you could, if you're an early riser, get that run in, or if you're a late starter, heck, you can run after. That's cool. I'm not going to judge. Lindsay might, but I'm not going to judge. I'm
not up as early as you, DC, even though I ran this morning.
Exactly. Not up that early. Not up that early at all. And our friends at Sustain Charlotte and our partners over at Recover Brands are going to be helping us get the word out about this so more folks know about it. So hopefully we've got more than 75 people out of this thing. So that would be
That's what I'm thinking.
Right?
I heard 75 and thought, I think you need some more or we need a second location because Cordelia Park's going to be pristine.
Okay. It totally will be. And as I have been talking about this over the last several weeks, and I have run into people who have gone like, I literally don't know what that is, which is funny because it's not like picking up trash is a new thing, but I find it funny that folks haven't heard the word, even runners have not heard that word before, and go like, oh, yeah, I totally know what that is. Curiously, do you think that that stuff like this has, you know, for lack of a better, legs in Europe that it doesn't have here and an understanding here, maybe in Europe where they're like, you know what, I got to take a little better care of the place where I play than we do over here.
Yeah, well, I think Americans have a great attitude towards volunteering, so I'm sure they will pick up plogging very, very quickly. In Europe, I would say it's a movement. You find you know, most respectable running clubs will be organizing plogging events regularly. And, you know, from what I know, this is new to Charlotte, but hopefully we can make it a tradition. And I'm sure that Americans tend to be very enthusiastic and, you know, energetic. So I'm sure we can turn this into a great tradition.
I love that. I love how you dropped that adjective in there. Respectable running clubs have
I got nervous. I think my run clubs might need to pick up the respect a little.
Respectable running clubs do this. The ones who are not very respectable don't do this. I'm just kidding. Well, that sounds great. So how can we find out?
You always have to hold yourself to a high standard, right? And I think this is a very easy way to give back. If we, you know, sometimes you get complaints when there are groups of runners on the pavements or on the sidewalks, as you say here. So this is, if you are seen to be contributing to the society back, for example, by litter picking, then, you know, the acceptance of crowding the sidewalks is, you know, doesn't become an issue. So it's a win-win, I think.
No, I agree with that. Don't you? What do you think?
And I do have to acknowledge, sometimes I see gel wrappers along different greenways and it's so disappointing. So I love that not only are you choosing to do this and bring people together to do this, you're including a number of companies around town, including Novant Health Charlotte Marathon. More coffee.
Easy for you.
And we're going to get a lot of our ambassadors out there. So if people are not signed up for some of our marathon events or our Run Charlotte events, great place to grab a discount as well, a discount code for future races. But I just think this is so brilliant. Like you, Rebecca, I'm also 2 years into Charlotte and do love the fact that it is a, I believe, well-respected, pretty place to run, to walk your dog. And we want to keep it that way. And I think that Charlotte Running Club doing this is just a phenomenal idea. And I think that we can easily make it a very common thing that we do around different parts of town. So kudos to you all.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well, I think, so look forward to seeing you on the 21st of April. It's coming up soon.
Yeah, it really is. Do we have to register for it? And if so, how do we do so? And does it cost us anything to do it?
No, there is no cost. Just bring yourself and you don't have to register in advance.
There you go.
Just show up. And we will make sure that you get all the equipment that you need to pick garbage.
Thank you. Say it for me one more time. Litter pick.
Yeah, litter pick. Yeah,
yeah, to litter pick. I love it. You make it sound like it's such a cool thing. Oh, yeah. Litter pick. Oh,
it's a fun event.
It sounds fancy.
I must be there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's better than champagne, right?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Litter picking champagne, man. Hell, you're getting a lot of people there now. Yeah, it'll be great. And you can find out more about it. I know for a fact that it is on the Charlotte Running Club's website. It is also on Run Charlotte. And we will make certain that if you are also curious, we will make sure that that link to the information is in the show notes for this program, along with the link to the Charlotte Running Club. So you can find out more about stuff that this respectable club is doing around town. I think this is a great one, but this is a great introduction. If you are trying to figure out a low-pressure way to meet folks in the running community, well, you know, clearly this would be a very clean and cool way to do it. And, hey, you know, any pace,
and
right?
Also another thing we normally get questions about at Charlotte Running Club is what pace are you running in? So here, clearly here there is any pace. So we welcome anyone. You know, you can even be walking rather than jogging. So yeah, please just turn up.
There you go. Please just turn up. That you heard it right there. Please just turn up. I think we're going to run out of bags and sets of gloves because I think 75 is a very conservative number of folks who will show up for this thing. I know Lindsay now will be there. I can't answer for Paxi and I can't answer for Indy the Wonder Dog, but we'll definitely be there. And we hope that both of our listeners will show up too. Again, you can find out about it at Charlotte Running Club on their website. Run Charlotte information there, and again, information on the show notes for this program that you're listening to right now. Rebecca Enruth, thank you so much for joining us on the Running Around Charlotte podcast. Thank you for helping spearhead this opportunity for us to plug and litter pick together. We look forward to seeing you on April 21st.
Okay. Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you. Thanks for having me.
Yes,
thanks,
ma'am. Rebecca. Thank you, friend.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
The Running Around Charlotte podcast is presented by the Novon Health Charlotte Marathon. Running Around Charlotte is produced in partnership with Well Run Media and Marketing. New episodes are available every week, anywhere you listen to podcasts.